Jack's little Twitter finger is very busy on the Twitter question today.
Just because it's a short show doesn't mean that we don't have a lot of Twitter polls.
Okay, so he says, who is now the best Jaylen in the city? And his only two options are Jaylen Brown and Jaylen Carter.
He's just trolling people on the way out.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaylen Brown at 58%. Do you want the Sixers to sign LeBron? What do you think? Have you seen the results on that?
I have not seen the
what
results.
What do you think they are?
I would think most people would say yes. I would say 64%.
72% say okay. Yes. And here is the final one. Who has the best chance to win a title this year? The Eagles, the Phillies, the Sixers, or the Flyers?
Ooh. Think people are still rolling with the Eagles? I don't know. I would vote Phillies 1, Sixers 2.
Really?
Eagles 3, yeah.
Really?
Okay. That's how I would vote it.
So 52% say Eagles.
Okay.
24% say Sixers. 20% say Phillies. 2.5% say the Flyers.
That's because more majority are Eagles fans.
Yeah.
They want the Super Bowl.
We might just have to start putting when we do that, just take the Eagles out of it. Yeah. So we can have the real results.
I think the Phillies have a pretty substantially better chance of winning than the Sixers.
Well, after Briere.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah.
And after Briere said yesterday that they expect to.
They're taking a step back. They're definitely fourth, yes.
Dude, boy, is he lucky they're the Flyers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I'd be doing a show on that for five weeks.
Any other team in the city. Yeah.
Takes a step
meltdown.
Back. After a first round.
Yeah. A
one round.
Step forward. Yeah. We didn't even expect that. Yeah. You want to take a step back.
Oh, yeah. No biggie. We're just going to take a step back.
Yeah. I think the Phillies right now probably have a better chance. The Eagles got a lot of work to do. I'm not thinking Super Bowl with the Eagles this year. I got a lot to see with the Eagles. And then the Sixers, the thing about basketball, talent will propel you up there.
Yes.
You know, so you got this roster, you got this amount of players. You look at the Eastern Conference. Yeah, like I said, I think they're the second best team. No worse than the third best team. Maybe New York and Boston is in front of them. But I like what we have.
Well, the tough thing for the Sixers this year, aside from if you take the Embiid thing out of it for a second, is I think what the Sixers show or what the Knicks showed, what the Thunder showed, what the Spurs showed is like the longer you're together, the better chance
That's
you're going to be. And this is, once again, as we have every year, you know, everybody changes. So Jaylen Brown's a huge thing, but Dean Wade's a huge thing. Not having Grimes and Oubre is a big enough thing. I mean, it's just not guys who have played together before.
Right.
This one does have staying power if they do extend Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
It's like these three could be together for a while. Like Edgecombe, him, and
well, they're
and
here for at least 3 years anyway.
3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They
right.
don't
the
have
NBA,
without the extension.
In the NBA, that's a
long
time. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jeff in DC. You're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
So, what's up, Spike, Brother Ike?
What's up, Jeff?
Spike.
Yeah.
I called this. You know that, right?
I don't know that you called
it. I called it. Okay. Dude, it's in your DM.
Okay.
I called it.
Okay.
I called it.
When did you call
it? I called it. Like a week ago. I said to you, Celtics shopping Jaylen Brown, send them Embiid. Now maybe I got that part wrong.
Yeah, okay. That is not calling it. That is a wish, and it didn't happen. So
I'm taking it as a call.
Okay. We'll give you quarter call. You'll give you quarter call credit, and you'll take it.
That put me in the running for Sixers
Insider of the Year.
Yeah. So listen, man, there's no downside to LeBron coming here.
Oh yes.
And I am a dyed in the wool, avid. As much as I love Jalen Hurts, that's how much I hate LeBron James. I'm a hater.
He
but
sucks.
I want him to come here.
Dude, he sucks all the energy out of everything. It becomes all about
don't
LeBron.
Care.
Yes, you do.
Don't care.
You don't care now, but you're
you
going to care.
Want him here.
No, you don't want him sucking all the
him
energy
here.
At it. And then everything becomes about LeBron. And then when they're 8-9, then it becomes retirement tour Sixers. It's like, no, maybe Josh Harris might want it. I don't want it. No.
Spike, listen.
No.
Content.
No.
Content.
No, I don't want to say, no, I did not become, I did not, I'm not talking about LeBron for 4 hours every day on this friggin' radio show, and then twice a week going on that friggin' podcast and talking about friggin' LeBron. No, 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 no.
He's thinking about himself, Jeff.
Yes, no.
Right, that's my point. You're being selfish. It's
yes.
not about you.
Yeah, it is.
It's
yeah.
about the greater good. It's about the greater good.
No. It's not even good for the team. You think Jaylen Brown wants LeBron here?
I don't think he doesn't want LeBron here.
We got to find out when we when
Luka didn't want him.
We got to find Well, yeah, Luka yeah, definitely didn't want him.
Yeah.
Well, all Luka wanted was Roscoe's chicken and waffles, though. I mean, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all.
We got to hear Jaylen in his when can he do his presser? When can he do that?
Well, they'll make wait they would make the so they can't thanks for the call, Jeff. They can't make the trade official. There's a moratorium right now. So they can't make the trade official until Monday. So if they make the trade official on Monday and then I would guess Wednesday.
So you can do it sometime next week.
Next week, yeah, when we're not freaking
okay.
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
We'll get to it all when we get back. We got a long summer, pal.
I know, yeah. I know. I,
that's
I,
true.
I,
yeah.
I know. It's just like we've been waiting for a big Sixer. I come back, they're like, oh, we brought the Sixers guy. He's going to host the show with Ike and Jack.
You've
and
been
it's
waiting
like,
on a Sixer move.
Yeah, yeah. Had a whole useless year last year.
Yeah, but you've turned into a baseball guy.
Well, I
you've
have.
Turned into a football head.
Yeah, right.
So you've expanded your
horizon. I have.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
I know.
So speaking of baseball, Zach Wheeler in the fifth inning last night. It was an interesting start for Wheeler. He's been great, but not a lot of like quick innings for Zach Wheeler this year. Feels like everything's there's a walk here, a strikeout there. So he's in the fifth inning, has allowed 9 hits. I think he struck out, was he strike out 10, 9, something by that point? But he's got 2 guys on, and there's 2 outs, and he's throwing 105 pitches. And Donnie Baseball comes to get him. Throw Kyle Backus in there.
Yeah, well, it pulls him after a little bleeder up the middle.
Yeah, but okay. So they talked to Zach Wheeler last night. Here's what Zach Wheeler had to say about it.
I was upset. Getting taken out of the game.
You'd like to finish 5?
Obviously, yeah. I feel like I've earned that.
Talk to Don about it?
Nope.
Will you?
I don't know.
You know when you're so mad, you got a little welled up?
Yeah.
That's what he looked like last night.
I don't know. Want to finish the fifth.
I earned that.
I earned that. So they talk. Oh, go ahead.
No, I don't know. I don't know if this is nothing or it's something.
Well, here, I can tell you what Donnie Baseball thinks it is. Here was Donnie Baseball. This was earlier today, right? At his pregame availability, they asked him about it.
I am not. At this point, I don't think you want to talk to me yet. Maybe you'll settle down and talk to him later, but I haven't had a chance to talk to him yet. But in general, it really doesn't bother me at all that he's upset. I think the great ones never want to come out of a game. And he's no different. I mean, I had Kershaw out there. He did not want to come out of games. But from my standpoint, I got to protect not necessarily him. He's at 105 in that inning. He has a 10-pitch at bat. He's at 115 in the fifth inning. This is a long-term kind of situation. I think you guys know our rotation is obviously a great rotation, but the depth of it is not just filled with, four schemes down in the minor leagues ready to pop in and fill the spot. So, my job is to make sure that this guy stays available, through the course of the season. And we got a long way to go, so I really don't mind guys being upset. That's what the great ones do.
Donnie Baseball didn't seem too worried about it,
No, perfect answer
from
his standpoint. And he has to manage the baseball team, and he's doing what he thinks is best, not just for the baseball team, but like he said, he's doing what he thinks is best for Zach Wheeler as well.
Mm-hmm.
He also made sure he pointed out that, listen, got no problem with Zach being upset. The great ones usually are. Use Kershaw as an example. I would hope Zach Wheeler would hear those things and his frustration would subside quickly. My only thing is he was upset. It's not the first time Zach Wheeler's ever been taken out of a game.
Mm-hmm.
He made it a point to let everybody know he was upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing for me is that he's a veteran on his team. He knows they're in a good spot right now winning games. Why, if you are upset, you could talk to Don Mattingly behind closed doors and get that sort of squared out so that it doesn't become a thing. I was a little surprised that he was frustrated to the point where he felt the need to say it and let everybody know it.
Well, I think if you're Mattingly, you have this choice.
But I had no problem with the way Don Mattingly
handled it.
Yeah.
Well, if you're Don Mattingly, you have this choice. I agree with him taking it out of the game. I agree with that. He's 36 years old, 115 pitches, just coming off that surgery. It's like, let's live to pitch another day.
Yeah.
But as far as how he deals with whether he talked to him or not, because he said, I'll wait till it cools down to talk to him, is like Don Mattingly has a choice before Zach Wheeler goes and talks to the media. Mm-hmm. He can go to Zach Wheeler and risk an argument because Wheeler's hot. Mm-hmm. He can go to Zach Wheeler with his tail between his legs and say, you know, you're great. I'm sorry.
Right.
Or he can let Zach Wheeler blow off steam and hope that he calms down and then talk to him 2 days later when it's like, Zach, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
You know I love you, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I think I'm not worried that Don Mattingly didn't talk to him yet.
Me either.
You know, I think that's probably the best, because if he tries to talk to him about it that night.
Clearly he was still hot about it.
Yeah.
And so there's no point in
talking. If you're married, you know, you want to wait till the other person's not quite as mad to actually have that chat.
Yep.
So
no, I agree. I just hope Wheeler.
Yes, feels the same way.
Can move on from this.
It's not going to be a big deal.
Okay.
It's not going to be a big deal. I think I actually like it from both sides. Like, I like that Wheeler doesn't want to come out of a game.
Yep.
You know,
sure.
I like the competitiveness. Like,
but you need to say it.
That's a horse being a horse.
Yeah, I hear you. But you know, I would say the same thing with Bryce. I would say the same. I think they have such a good thing going right now, and the mojo is good, that you don't give us things to latch on to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, if there is an issue, is my only thing. And I think we all could see that Zach was frustrated by it. He didn't need to say it. So I'm just wondering, the fact that he said it, that was intent.
Well, he wants to make sure Don knows, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I love talking through the media. It's like talking through this, like arguing parents talking through. You tell your mom that I'm going to go get out with the boys whenever I want. Yeah. You go and you tell her.
You don't have kids. I have kids. Yeah. That actually happens.
Yes, I know. I've been a kid.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No text line today, but text line would have been brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. 215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Ike?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. Yo, so here's the thing, Spike. You worried about the Brad Stevens part of the trade, right? But he ain't made a lot of good trade. Well, he's betting about 50-50 lately because he traded for Vucevic. That didn't work.
Well, that was a salary. He had to do that. No, that was a salary dump.
Yeah, but it wasn't just a salary dump, though, because they thought everybody was praising him because, oh, they got the center. They needed a center for their push. So it wasn't just a salary dump. And the second thing was, because the salary dump originally was Drew Holiday.
But that was in the offseason. They had to get under the tax. So I'm not looking.
Yeah, I know that.
And I don't think trading Anfernee Simons is like what they already had. What's his name? So on backup, what's the guard?
Pritchard.
Peyton Pritchard. Yeah. You know, like, what are they going to do with Anfernee Simons? So
my point is just that, yo, I'm not scared of making trades with him. And by the way, I know you know this. I know you know this, but that trade that you referred to, that was Danny Ainge,
oh,
not
yes.
him.
Yes, I'm aware.
I knew you knew. You know that.
Yeah.
You on point with this stuff or whatever.
Yeah.
But back to the Sixers part of it, man, listen, you always try to get the best player.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cool with that. And we can move on from there, like, in terms of that, and try to make our team, like, I like how Dean might fix with the Sixers team. We sitting there and turn it into like a modern team than we were. We always been like a slow pace, like no heart. Well, I ain't going to say no heart, but soft team. We got dogs, man. DJ a dog. I think Maxie a dog, even though he smiled, he a dog. Don't get twisted. Last couple of years, he been mad or whatever, especially when we've been losing. I think, I'll be honest with you, I think we ready to rock and roll with anybody. Like, Ike, you saying the East going to be tough. That's not front. Like, Wide back over here. Mm-hmm. Pacers getting their point guard back. So, it ain't going. And Charlotte is on the come up, even though I don't know if I love that trade just right then and there for them for this year, but I think this is going to be very interesting times, man. We right in the mix, so you can't ask for nothing more.
Well, the other thing is the Western Conference at the top is better than the Eastern Conference. But three through 10, mm-hmm. the Eastern Conference is better.
Probably deeper yet. Eastern is deeper.
Eastern Conference has a lot of teams now. Yeah. Like they don't have the elite team, I don't think, like the Thunder or aside from New York, yeah. San Antonio. But like, man, there's a lot of good teams in the Eastern Conference. And the other thing we have to deal with next year is one of the reasons we ended up with 46 wins is because a third of the league was tanking. A third of the league's not tanking anymore. So this will be, there's a lot of teams that are trying this year that weren't trying before. So it's going to be a good season, I think. Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting season.
And last thing, with Embiid, I'm not trading no picks with him. What they're going to probably do is see how this year goes. And they'll probably just, if it don't work out and they go their way, they might stretch and wave them.
Yes, after next year they can.
So that might be the move. And you keep your draft picks. So, yo, man, y'all have a great holiday. Enjoy a well-deserved vacation.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All right, bro.
Yeah, after this season they can wave and stretch them. Okay. But that means that you have, so he makes $60-some million for the next 2 years after this year. Then you would have $30 million on your cap for the next 5 years. So look, they're going to have to figure that out. I think the thing he said too about you get the best player, that's the thing that always worries me about when people bring up a maxi trade, is the picks are nice, but when you are in the trade, when the best player is going from your team to the other team, you better be rebuilding or something, because that will always bite you. Yep. If you trade away the best player in the trade, and that is a Bill Simmons rule, is you don't trade a dollar for four quarters, because a dollar in the NBA, that player, the best player, is always going to. So if you're rebuilding and you trade somebody like Tyrese Maxey, that's fine. Yeah. But you better be careful otherwise. Yep. Oh, boy. Okay. Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. Yeah, oh, God. Yeah. Hey, Herb.
Sixers got everybody fired up. They did some things. That's good. I like it.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Once again, the offense, they're going to change the offense. Okay. You got two shooters, two all-star shooters. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I mean, the ball's got to, you know, somebody's going to have the ball in their hand.
Yeah.
Oh, it,
and,
really?
That's a good point.
I think Nick Nurse is going to move. Like I was talking a few days ago, you're going to have to move the ball around in the half court, okay?
Left, right, dribble, pass.
On a fast break, that's one thing.
Three-man weave.
Yeah. You've got to move Princeton the ball offense around and create open shots.
Uh-huh.
Watch Jaylen Brown, okay, when he was shooting threes, a lot of times he was like, they moved the ball around and he was the last guy right there. Boom, he hit it. Okay, they had a few other guys like that. But anyway, it will happen for the Sixers.
Yep.
I still say Embiid's got to get in the low post.
Oh,
he's got to work out if he wants to continue playing here. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, okay, as far as the Phillies, July the 9th, is the draft.
Okay,
and I'm going to tell you now, there's some good players, outfielders.
Oh, no.
July 11th is draft.
No.
Power. We're July not, 11th, I'm saying.
We're not doing July
baseball. No, I like this. Shut up, Spike.
No.
In the first.
Chase Bronson. What do you think about Chase Bronson at 36?
Rounds,
no.
A lot of these teams, Joe Jack.
Rocco Maniscalco.
I'm talking right now.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Okay.
Oh.
There's a lot of teams, okay, that have been drafting these power hitters.
He took the one thing with you and turned it into a
couple years are in the big league. You don't understand, man. We need to start bringing guys up and see what they got.
Well,
we need to start drafting right. Not these guys.
Breaking news.
Let them sit down.
What's
there
our pick?
Three, four years.
36.
Herb, did you know they picked 36 or that? No.
Wait, why don't we have an earlier pick than 36?
Because they move it back 10 slots because of luxury tax problems.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you know that, Herb?
All the Jack's getting tired.
Highly qualified to talk about it. It's the only draft.
And a reliever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why don't you listen to Herb and shut up?
Shut up, Jack. Yep.
I've been up for 12 hours. I just got, you know where I was at.
Is Lank, that some sort of accomplishment?
Wow, I've been up for 12 hours too. You're in Gettysburg. I know. It's a big road trip for you. It's probably hot out there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's real hot out there, dude.
A little swampy.
They got a nice football stadium, though, for D3. They got a nice football stadium for D3. And I heard their baseball stadium wasn't bad either, but I didn't go over there. Mm. All right, guys. Have a good fourth. Your boy Chucky's all fired up.
Yep.
You excited. Know?
Yep. Everybody's excited. You're all excited.
Excited. We're excited. Go have him. Buy him a bottle of liquor. Go fire up.
Oh, you know there it is.
They go fire up.
Get some fireworks. They'll probably shoot some fireworks over there in Germantown.
That was, oh, there
you
it
know,
is.
Mount Airy, Germantown. Yep.
Oh, all right. We're stopping that.
It's a devious laugh.
Right in its tracks. He shut you up, Jack. Do you like that? Shut up, talking.
They got to draft better. They got to bring him up.
Yeah.
Every time they bring up someone, no one likes when they bring up someone.
He loves the Herb bit until he comes for him.
Oh, it's just like,
Herb's the real expert on this draft stuff, not you.
Yeah, I know.
That guy, you know, when he was younger, somebody said he had a major league arm.
I know.
No one ever said that about you.
Well, the Cubs emailed me once.
For season tickets?
No, they were interested in scouting me.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got 84 to 86 right here for you, pal.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a Fritz at 6 tonight?
Yeah.
You're going to talk about Jaylen Brown, right?
I guess.
Oh, you're not going to talk about Phils tonight.
No, I'm opening with Jaylen Brown.
Okay. And if you don't call about Jaylen Brown, he's going to talk about the Phils. So
no, I'm not
call about Jaylen Brown.
Talk about Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Yeah. He's number 3 on that poll.
Okay. So we have the great Broads filling in for us tomorrow and for largely for next week.
Yes.
We will be back with you on what? July 13th?
July 13th.
Yes. We are recharging.
Yeah. Put the what is it? The USB cord? Put that in your bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. We're USB-C guys,
okay.
Not USB-A guys. Yeah. And then we'll be back with you. So make sure you listen to Broads All next week. And thank you for listening. We're going to recharge. And when we come back, my takes are going to be more annoying than ever. And Ike's going to be more right than ever. And Jack's going to be more annoying than ever.
We're probably going to doubt Jaylen.
Yeah. Get ready.
Which one?
Get ready. All of them.
Our first day back will be the Home Run Derby.
Oh, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Bryce was noncommittal today about the Home Run Derby.
I know.
I saw the quote from Tim Kelly.
Don't like that.
He said he doesn't have a thrower because his dad hasn't done it in a while.
Yeah. And that meant something to him down in 18 when he won it with his dad as the pitcher.
He needs a thrower.
And he wants to make sure he's healthy. I don't think he wants to jinx getting hurt this last week either.
Yeah.
You know, because he hasn't made it through a first half healthy in a while.
Yeah.
Which you got to appreciate.
I do.
Yeah.
Blood transfusion.
Well, if it works.
It works. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
So what is he going to do?
Well, I also think he wants to make the All-Star team. I don't think he wants to be the Home Run Derby and not
in the All-Star team.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's
why
he's not.
Yeah, maybe I'll do it if I'm invited for something else.
In the All-Star game.
Yeah. All right. Fritz at 6 is next. Thank you for listening.
Love you.
We'll see you in a bit. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. You know what brings me joy? Our dogs. Well, look, most times they bring me joy. The new guy is a real pain in the ass. However, Gage is he's a good boy, but also a lot of times he's not a good boy. I just want to be clear about that. It wouldn't come in the house today. I was like, buddy, it's 100 degrees. In any case, with your pets, it is up to you to make sure they're eating the right stuff. That's why you got to go to Dogs and Cats Roll. I know you're saying, Spike, I could just go on the internet, get it delivered to me, and I see these famous brands on the internet. No. You got to make sure your dog, your cat is eating the right stuff. And that's why you go into Dogs and Cats Roll, because at all 7 locations, they have a staff that is going to take time, learn about your pet. They know about the great products they sell. They will learn about your pet and make you feel good about what you're walking out of the store with. What will you walk out of the store with? I can promise you it won't be one of the 4 most popular brands in the country, because that's not what they're worried about. They have high quality stuff. They're not worried about how popular it is. They're worried about the quality of the ingredients, the quality of the protein content, the science-based nutrition. Just head in there. It's a great experience. Clean stores, organized shelves, everything you need, from food to toys to treats to leashes, whatever. 7 locations. Find out where at dogsandcatsrule.pet. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.